Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. After calling for Democratic Senator Al Franken to resign amid sexual misconduct allegations, Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's not sure Congress can examine similar allegations against President Trump. Murkowski told Alaska Public Media the president's accusers are now coming forward in a more directed way.
My sense is that is going to continue to build the role that we play in Congress for an investigation. This is one of the things that I've been trying to figure out is there a congressional role?
Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan had called for candidate Trump to quit the ticket in fall 2016 after a video emerged in which Trump bragged about grabbing women with impunity. For the third straight year, Governor Bill Walker has proposed a budget that would draw money from permanent fund earnings and reduce dividend checks, but this time Walker has left a nearly $500 million gap to be filled with other savings. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Governor Walker proposed a slightly smaller budget for this fiscal year that begins in July, with the portion of the budget that lawmakers focus on falling from $4.2 billion to $4 billion. Nearly half of the budget would be paid for through permanent fund earnings. But for the first time, administration officials say the earnings draw is necessary because the state's other piggy bank, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, is running low. The budget does add funding in one area, $34 million for public safety.
Alaskans don't feel safe. You know, they just don't feel safe with what's happening in crime. And so our goal is to improve that and increase their level of safety.
Walker proposed a permanent fund dividend of $1,216, which is more than the last 2 years, but less than the amount previously set by state law. The governor kept a proposal for a 1.5% tax on pay from employment, but he limited the tax to the next 3 years, and he said all of the money would be spent on deferred maintenance on public facilities. Walker also proposed some changes to how the state sets its budget.
There's no question the process is broken that we use in Alaska on budgeting.
Per diem payments to lawmakers would stop if they don't pass a budget in the 90-day session set by state law. Lawmakers' salaries would also be delayed if they miss this deadline, as would the governor's if the administration misses its December 15th deadline to propose a budget.
I think we need to give ourselves a pink slip before we give pink slips to other people.
Another change would shift the state to a 2-year budget, in which the legislature would pass 2 budgets in 1 year and then make amendments to the second budget the following year. Walker also proposed paying off the tax credits the state owes oil and gas companies by selling bonds. The legislature will begin work on the budget when the new session starts on January 16th. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
A woman is dead after being assaulted in the city Friday. According to a release from Fairbanks Police, 29-year-old Holly Morgan Ray Charlie died at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Friday morning due to unspecified injuries. Police sent a tactical team to a residence on First Avenue later Friday morning and detained a man they describe as a person of interest in connection with the assault. Police have not publicly identified the man. Anyone with information about the case is urged to contact Fairbanks Police. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has alerted the community about a suspected case of mumps on campus. University spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says an employee of the Geophysical Institute on UAF's West Ridge is suspected of having mumps.
Geophysical Institute sent a note about the case to their employees, and we included similar information in our employee newsletter.
The UAF announcement says the possibly infected employee went home to recover last week. Mumps is transmitted by respiratory droplets, and people with mumps are infectious to others 2 days before swollen glands appear until 5 days after the swelling starts. It says symptoms also include fever, headache, muscle aches, fatigue, and loss of appetite. The symptoms typically appear 16 to 18 days after infection. Grimes says there is a mumps vaccine that most Americans receive as children.
But also encouraged people to check their vaccination status People can get vaccines from their health care provider, and students can also get vaccinated at the Health and Counseling Center.
Anyone who suspects they may have mumps is advised to call their health care provider to get advice, but to avoid going out and potentially spreading the illness to others. Most people recover from mumps within a few weeks, but complications can occur. Fewer than 500 cases of mumps are reported annually in the U.S. Anchorage experienced a mumps outbreak in August. A Fairbanks marijuana business has been stripped of its manufacturing license. Alaska Public Media reports that Frozen Buds was one of the first legal cannabis businesses to open in the state. And Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director Erica McConnell says it now holds another distinction.
The Marijuana Board, they've had some disciplinary actions for various types of violations, but they've never considered a license revocation before and have never revoked a license.
Frozen Buds is known for supplying popular edible products to retail shops around the state. State officials had issued a suspension earlier this month at Frozen Buds manufacturing facility for a range of alleged violations. Those included selling thousands of untested edibles, some of which contained mold. I'm Dan Bross.